We're moving to the second part of the lesson. We're reading from the book of the Last Congress, page 54. From the summary, number
4.
What one does for oneself by necessity. It's the third paragraph. What one does for oneself by necessity, meaning the necessary minimum to sustain one's family, is not considered disparity of form, as necessity is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will appear in whole only in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is accepted, we shall attain complete redemption. Is there anything to add to this? That it won't be praised nor condemned, the necessary, it really reveals slowly. What does it mean, what is necessary? It is after the person, he finds out that he gives all he can, and from these, what he takes, it doesn't mean that he takes. It's things that are not being measured or accounted, that it turns out also this way in the end of correction, we don't have any measure for it. What does it mean that the necessity is neither condemned nor praised? What does it mean, the measurement? Because it's not something that comes to the feeling of receiving. They come as something necessary to hold the general kli. This is a question. We say that the klipa, that it must have, that it will have some kind of a small light, that the kedusha will make it do the all kinds of. If there is no klipa, what kind of a light should there be to raise the man? What does it mean that a person, he receives necessary things? Necessary things, it means what he eats in this world, physiologically, that his body demands all kinds of fulfillments, physical ones. This is called in spirituality that necessary things are necessary, or that spirituality doesn't count these things at all kinds of fat and proteins, what he needs to eat, how much he needs to breathe. Is in this what they mean by necessity? We're talking about the inner kli of the person, his desire. And if all the desire is towards the Creator and towards society, then what does it mean that he needs something for himself, which is called necessity? What is it in there? It turns out that the necessity, it is called that something that reveals after the person is 100% in bestow, that only afterwards reveals itself some kind of a desire, and which is, it's a must. It doesn't come from the desire of the person, but from the inner nature that reveals, because the person is existence from absence. And then this desire is called necessity. And therefore, is not taken in consideration, and therefore it is revealed only in the end of correction. So this is, we're going on. I have already said, it's the next paragraph, I have already said that there are two paths to reveal the perfection, the path of Torah and the path of pain. Hence, the Creator eventuated and gave humanity the technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bomb. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring is still not evident to the world, then they can wait for a third world war or a fourth, and so on. The bombs will do their thing, and the releases after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work, that both the individual and the nation will not work for themselves more than and necessarily needed for their sustenance, and everything else they will do for the good of others. If all of the nations of the world agree to this, then wars will no longer be in the world, for no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of others. The distinction between coming to the end of correction by a good way or in a bad way, it's not in how many troubles and suffering humanity will go through, but in what way they will feel it. Either you feel problems and suffering in a towards the light, it means that they're prepared to suffer against the lie, against the truth, and to go towards this and to fight, which means the war of the Creator against the will to receive, Amalek. Either it's not, then they go through suffering, the same suffering, the quality suffering they go through. Same myriads of billions of people go through this, not on the spiritual level, and then it goes through a lot of time and a lot of souls and physical problems, illnesses, and the destruction of, and this is the difference. But in general, the kli, the empty kli, which lacks the end of correction, must reveal itself. But the distinction is very great, what is in the hands of the person, or to reveal the kli as the lack in a spiritual level, which is speedily in a clear way, and it is enough to give a pray from the spiritual, or not to reveal it, and then it reveals itself on the this world in the lowest physical level, and billions of people, which is also the some of the physical suffering, which will physical pain, which will bring them to the same end of correction, which will bring the same thing that will that the end of correction will come from above. Why does he say, Neve is asking, that if all the nations of the world will agree to that, why does it say the nations of the world? Why does he say that the nations of the world will agree to this, not in Israel? Israel, it's for sure that it must be so, that Israel will agree to this. And also the nations of the world, it's impossible that the nations of the world will agree if Israel won't be corrected. So which part in them will be corrected? That they will demand the general correction. First, the Galgalta and Naim need to be corrected, and then after they are corrected, the same Galgalta and Naim which are in the Achab also start to seem as corrected, and from this the Achab also are drawn to the correction. There is nothing you can demand from the nations of the world to come to the correction if Israel do not correct themselves before. Therefore, all the problem is in Israel. You see, the mayor of London says that Sharon is a war criminal. You think he's not right? He's right. As much as you hear and it hurts you, what kind of an antisemitism and what does he want and how could he? He's right. Say whatever you want. We are criminals of war. All the wars, they are only from the cause that we invite all the wars. Humanity thinks this, and it is true. This teaching of equivalence of form is the teaching of the Messiah. It is said about that. But in the end of the days it shall come to pass, and many nations shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and we will teach us, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path, for out of Zion shall go forth the law. After there will come to you the higher wisdom from Jerusalem, and it will come to all nations, and then they will see the truth, and not before. Yeah. It means if all the nations of the world agree to that, then wars will... No. For out of Zion shall come Jerusalem, and he shall judge between many peoples, and shall decide concerning mighty nations thereof. Follow the Messiah will teach them the work of the God in equivalence form, which is teachings and the law of the Messiah, and he shall judge between many peoples, meaning he will prove to them that if they do not take upon themselves the work of God, all nations will be destroyed by wars. But if they do accept his teachings, it is then said that, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up swords against nations, neither shall they learn war anymore. Thus, if we follow the path of Torah and accept his teachings, it is preferable. It means either in the way of Torah, either the path of suffering, they will have to come to the proper situation where you must take upon yourself the quality of bestow to become one with the Creator, to come to Dvikut with Him, to give Him peace of mind. Contentment, not as a means to peace and tranquility. You need to add this here. It's not a correction, but the correction is to want, to desire not to run from the sorrow and the destruction and the pain, but to see in the sorrow and evil and pain the what pushes you towards the right decision, which helps you. It helps me to understand that I need to evolve in my kelim of reception of Kabbalah, that I need to not that to run from suffering and fill myself with peace and tranquility, but to become one with the Creator, because in this I give Him contentment. If you will choose correctly, truly, also the all the problems and the wars, of course, there will be no need in them and they will pass from this world. But not that you work to run from them, but we work to be drawn to being one with the Creator, to give Him contentment upon the wars and problems that He sends us. These are not simple calculations. They cannot be clarified if not by the higher light. And as each calculation, if it is a calculation to be saved from the problems, an egoistical calculation, a calculation that in its basis we curse the Creator, which sends us these problems, and each calculation like this brings us even more problems, even bigger problems. Therefore, we need the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah, so we will not have the false calculations that our calculations from the beginning will be the end of the action from the thought in the beginning. That it will all be to bring Him content. Contentment. Any other calculation, it brings us into even further, bigger problems. So eventually we will find out that the calculations were incorrect. There is no end to the going down to these incorrect calculations. The Savior here is to bring the light that corrects, the light this that reforms. This is the higher light that helps you catch that last point in your that this last point is to come to bring contentment to the Creator. This last point, in this now you begin to act, and within this you program all of your actions. If not to bring contentment to the Creator, it means to bring this to yourself, and this opposite calculation, it brings even bigger problems. We see this, how humanity tries to run from problems, and what turns out from this trying. And the method how to do correctly this calculation, this is called the Torah of the Messiah. And why is it? He says all the time why to teach the nations of the world. It means in each person the will to receive. How will the proper calculation will be revealed, that the stone heart at the end of correction, at the end of the action, must be in dvikut with the Creator as the strongest point of this dvikut, of this coming together with the creation, that the being from the existence from the absence, it will overcome the absence, so it will be the existence. That this is, in fact, the aim of the Creator from the very beginning. The Creator is called the power of the elicity of the absent. By this he is called the Creator, the creation of something that is exterior to him. So this exterior must ask that this power that created him, the Creator, which is the absent, will bring him back to be the higher power in body itself. So this cause, purpose must be clearly revealed to the person in each of his actions. Either it is not called the last action and the prior thought. The end of the act begins with a preliminary thought. This Sof Ma'aseh Machshava Tchila. What do we lack even in the he writes about wars, and so all the problems in the wars and everything reveals itself only so that the person will awake to the proper calculation. If a person does not do the proper calculation, the right calculation, then you must lower him to even a bigger will to receive. It means to give problems and even in a worse and worse step, until he sees in this larger will to receive the cause. Why does he fall into these situations, and he will want to solve them. And he will want to solve them even though that this desire which within in which he is suffering, that he himself divide into five parts. These five parts, it's not that he suffers more or less, bigger or smaller. It's a quantity different in it. What is it larger in, this will to receive? That he feels the Creator more than the others. This is the reason he has shame more than the others. He is disconnected from the Creator, feels that he is the receiver. He can do tzimtzum. Not that these layers, these prior layers and b'china dalet, that as much as you go into the depth of these, this will to receive, you start to criticize it against the light, and if not against the light, then against the darkness. There is here a difference in the quality of the the will to receive, he doesn't know why he's being beaten, a larger and larger will to receive that also suffers more, he also understands more. What is the solution to go down to the proper will to receive, not by beatings, because beatings it's time and a whole lot of problems, but to come down by the light. You must go down to Dalet Shabbat. You won't go to that Shabbat, the Messiah won't be revealed. But in this you must see a solution, not in body, not a natural one, but by the same light that which built these layers in the will to receive and put in all these distinctions. It means to reveal these distinctions, not in the Kali from the material, but from the side of the light which reveals this material. It's a great distinction in the material that you reveal. You see distinction between hurts more and less, and the distinction between these two things, you start to see this light which build this distinction, this aviut against another aviut. What if you invite the light towards this material, then you have the light against the Kli, and then you reveal in a clear way how in reality both of these contrary parts, these are both sides of creation, the receiving and the bestow, the creator and the man, the creator and the creation, and the darkness, also there to understand what is the creator and what is the creation. It's very hard. People come to very big problems, and from this they start to believe that he is good and does good. How could it be? But we see that this happens from the suffering, from great problems, great sufferings, they start to come to the good, to the love. But what terrible calculations you must go through. What if we drop on ourselves the light from above? Not that it's easily done, it's not easily done. It's not a thing of to go through more or less suffering. This is also not the calculation. The calculation is that you crave towards the Dvikut. From this you want to find out these things. Not the calculation that I will save here time or save here beatings and I will be more successful and I will jump upon the horse. But the calculation is that you want to it's harder to see yourself as part of the light. It's harder than through the physical suffering, where sometimes in situations that there are between in front of me two paths, either to do the work, either if I see that I will have something bad from it, I can do the work, not to see it as if I see that I'm going through the light, it's fun and I'll go. It's distinctions that all in the end, all these distinctions are come to an sum up to the
description
of the greatness of the Creator. It's in this, as much as we describe him as great and only one, it won't help. What does it mean, as Gilad asks, to give it's exactly the feeling from the greatness of the Creator. As much as I feel that he is great, for in this measure I want him to feel for me good. I want him to feel good. This is the nature. You don't have to make calculations. What does it mean to do good? What does he like? And how will I do that, this way or another? If he is great in a natural way, you're drawn and it is awoken in you naturally, this thing. Everything is the outcome of how we build the greatness of the Creator towards us against the we need to build the greatness of the Creator above the Da'at, the wisdom, and then we are drawn to the cause, to the goal above reason. We must build this. He writes here, Agam is asking that the Messiah will have a very important role. Mashiach, Messiah is called, the real distinctions and the layers of the will to receive as against the biggest light, the last a clearance of things. This is what is called the Messiah. Not that someone will sit in Jerusalem, some beautiful person, wise, with a horn in his hand, and he'll do like tutu, and everybody will run to him, and so there will not be someone from the who will teach. I'm not saying that there will be or not be in the on the level of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are talking about the powers, not the bodies. That the Messiah lives or is dead, I'm not at all going into this. The people, see this way, imagine it this way to themselves. But it's written that, look, also in the Torah, also in the Tanakh, also in the Gemara, in every place, you have the same method of writing. All the Goyim will come to Jerusalem and they will sit there, and the Messiah will teach them from mouth to ear and how to behave properly. It's a nice story for children.